Working on a tan. Sitting in the sand.
Man, I don't know anybody working on a tan right now, and I could use a little tan right now.
Try harder.
Yeah.
You can do it with Brad Paisley's help.
Man, I guess.
Brad Paisley.
Working on a tan in January.
Well,
imagine
the girl in the song in the video is, anyway.
Yeah.
He'll bring his flexible country style that traverses the time-honored, you know, country music thing, as well as that in-your-face southern rock. He's fully capable
good.
Of that.
He's
and
good.
He'll be doing that along with his very fancy guitar pick. And you heard a little bit of that Dick Dale surf guitar legend influence there. He's all about paying tributes to those who influenced him.
Hmm.
Brad Paisley, 7:30 Friday at the Sprint Center downtown. His early bio is pretty interesting. Born in West Virginia. Discovered at a Rotary Club gig. He was, 12 or 13
it's
years
old?
It's
always the Rotary Club gigs that make him famous, isn't it?
And I think that might explain, I never had a Rotary Club gig.
Well, I've spoken at Rotary Clubs and nothing big ever happened to me.
Keep doing it.
I'm trying.
You're not done yet.
Yes.
Somebody from a local radio station hears him, invites him on to a Saturday night broadcast called Jamboree USA in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So he goes on once. They love him so much, he keeps going. He's a regular as a teenager. He goes on to open on this radio show, live show, for the Judds, Roy Clark.
Wow.
Ricky Skaggs, George Jones, Little Jimmy Dickens. Remember Little Jimmy Dickens?
I do not.
Fantastic. He's probably somewhere now. Well, they're all somewhere now, but
in the whole pantheon of great country stars, Brad Paisley is sort of where these days.
Ah, I see. This leaves me room to wiggle or to come down hard. I would say he's certainly in the top 10. How does that sound?
Well, okay.
Here's the deal. What a career. Charted 25 singles so far. In the top of the chart. 16 of his tunes have reached number one, record 10 straight number one singles. He was Entertainer of the Year in 2010, according to the Country Music Association. And here's the thing, back to his guitar picking. He's won 3 Grammy Awards. 2 of them are for Best Country Instrumental Performance. They are Throttle Neck, and are you ready for this? I got to say this just right.
Yes.
Cluster Pluck.
Thank you for saying it right.
He likes to be funny. He likes pop culture. He's highly entertaining. He will be very good. I pledge. Brad Paisley, Country and More, 7:30 Friday, Sprint Center.
And now I will wipe the sweat off my brow. Yeah. Nuclear Cowboys. What are you talking about? Freestyle Motocross Spectacular.
Get your motor running.
Yes.
Get your motor running. 7:30 Saturday at the Sprint Center. The people, Feld Entertainment, okay? The people that bring us the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, okay? They're behind this as well. It's more than aerial craziness. And I mean, have you seen the TV ads for this thing?
I have seen the TV ads. Doing all kinds of flips and a bunch of guys flipping at once.
They're out of their minds.
Yes, they are.
But adding some context to this, there's a narrative. There's a futuristic narrative.
Because you know what's amazing about this?
Yeah.
The first time you're on a motorcycle and you go up a ramp and you do the flip and you land, there has to be a first time to do something like that. I'm thinking, that's got to be just crazy scary.
Well, I've never done this.
Well, I haven't either.
Have you ever been on a motorcycle?
Not much.
Yeah.
Mom was an emergency room nurse and she said, son, you are never going to get on one of those things. Because she took care of a whole lot of folks who had fallen off them.
Well, maybe if you had a futuristic narrative to go along with it, Mom would have said it was okay.
Yes.
Nuclear Cowboys at the Sprint Center on Saturday, you've got the Soldiers of Havoc, right? And you've got the Metal Militia, okay? And they go up against the evil force known as the Tempest and her cyborg army. And I'm telling you, those cyborg armies on motorcycles, look out.
What does this have to do with motocross? It's the new thing.
what it has to do is it's more, you know, you can have guys doing crazy flips and risking their lives like modern-day Evel Knievels, and that's all well and good, but you want to make it theatrical as well. I mean, they've got the guy who's directing and choreographing this thing. He's worked with Michael Jackson. He was the lead dancer in the Spice Girls reunion tour, and you've got all kinds of people, you know, writing it, designing it, doing the costumes, who've been involved with Disney on Ice and Dancing with the Stars tour and the circus. So it's a full-blown visual.
So Brad Paisley at Sprint on Friday night, motocross on Saturday night.
Go see him at the Sprint.
We come on the sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken.
Announcing the Beach Boys are coming to Kansas City.
They're back. You know, actually,
I know they are back.
It's interesting. What a coincidence, you think? Yes. I mean, they're actually trying to get back together.
I know they are.
They haven't actually
After all those years of bad blood and feelings all that stuff.
Wouldn't you go?
But you're not talking about the Beach Boys coming here. I wish you were. Maybe sometime.
Well, that song just gives me chills.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. And it's about the sloop John B. And that's a boat. And there will be actual, not just motorboats, but sailing boats and all sorts of things about boats and sport at the 58th Annual Kansas City Boat and Sport
Show. It's January. That's when we do these things.
It's exhibitors, products, seminars, activities for the whole family. 2 to 9 today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can listen to and dream you were Kevin Van Dam, the so-called number one angler in the world, seven-time Bass Angler of the Year, four-time Bassmaster Classic winner, and let's cut to the chase, all-time money winner in pro bass fishing.
Right. He'll be there.
You can scuba dive. He'll be there. You can scuba dive. Have your picture taken underwater.
These boat shows get better every year.
Get this. They have a brand-new power boat docking challenge where I can't even parallel park. They're actually going to have a 4-foot twin-engine remote-controlled power boat from an actual life-size boat that you're going to try to, you know, park, so to speak. And there's a fishing tank for the kids and a big aquarium and Dora the Explorer.
And it's going on all weekend.
All
Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. No, that's not the Beatles. It's AWOL Nation.
It's funny you say that. You're not just, I mean, that's amazing you say that. Is it that obvious when you listen to that?
Not really.
Well, you know, give yourself more credit.
Am I missing something?
No, you're on the money. This is really cool. Because, folks, we do not talk. I sit down and then we start talking. There's no pre-meet here. That's AWOL Nation, okay? It's fronted by a guy named Aaron Bruno. Now, here's the deal. He loves the Beatles. He grew up listening to his parents' record collection, right? He also loves the Bee Gees and Michael Jackson and Prince and Queen and Radiohead and Neil Young. But, okay, here's the story. AWOL Nation, electronic rock, 8 o'clock, Sunday at the Beaumont Club. Don't miss it.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing we got to talk about.
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year, 2012 Kansas City Chinese New Year celebration. Ancient and contemporary performing arts and family activities with more than 200 performers. There's a main show from 7 to 9 Sunday at the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College. But there's free stuff all day and all afternoon starting at 9 a.m. There's going to be lots of super kiddie fun things to do, dumpling, noodle making, Chinese paper cutting, and we've reached the end of our time.
And five more reasons to live from Brian McTavish. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to have my new week's resolution this year is to try to come back next week.
Okay.
I do it one week at a time, pal.
Come back next week.
All right, thanks.
You'll find his complete list on our website, kcur.org. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.